6 days shalt thou work, and do all thou art able, the seventh the same, and pound on the cable. Or the Army version ends, and clean out the stable, which shows you how many centuries this sort of thing has been going on. I wish I could catch just one of those civilians who think we loaf and put them through 1 month of OCS. In the evenings at all-day Sundays, we studied until our eyes burned and our ears ached, then slept, if we slept, with a hypnopedic speaker droning away under the pillow. Our marching songs were appropriately downbeat. No army for mine, no army for mine, I'd rather be behind the plow any old time. And don't want to study war no more. And don't make my boy a soldier, the weeping mother cried. And favorite of all, the old classic, Gentlemen Rankers, with its chorus about the little lost sheep. God have pity on such as we, ba, ya, ba. Yet somehow I don't remember being unhappy. Too busy, I guess. There was never that psychological hump to get over, the one everybody hits in basic. There was simply the ever-present fear of flunking out. My poor preparation in math bothered me especially. My roommate, a colonial from Hesperus, with the oddly appropriate name of Angel, sat up night after night tutoring me. Most of the instructors, especially the officers, were disabled. The only ones I can remember who had a full complement of arms, legs, eyesight, hearing, etc., were some of the non-commissioned combat instructors, and not all of those. Our coach in dirty fighting sat in a powered chair, wearing a plastic collar, and was completely paralyzed from the neck down. But his tongue wasn't paralyzed. His eye was photographic, and the savage way in which he could analyze and criticize what he had seen made up for his minor impediment. At first I wondered why those obvious candidates for physical retirement and full-pay pension didn't take it and go home. Then I quit wondering. I guess the high point in my whole cadet course was a visit from Ensign Ibanez, she of the dark eyes, junior watch officer and pilot under instruction of the Corvette transport Mannerheim. Carmen Sita showed up, looking incredibly pert, in navy dress whites and about the size of a paperweight, while my class was lined up for evening meal muster. Walked down the line and you could hear eyeballs click as she passed. Walked straight up to the duty officer and asked for me by name in a clear, penetrating voice.